Dear people, today we celebrate the great mystery, another mystery in the life of Christ, the mystery of the ascension. And I propose to you, if it is understood properly, it has a profoundly rich significance for my and your life today. It's something we live and experience today. After Jesus rose from the dead, for 40 days, he was visibly present to his friends. We call them the resurrection appearances. He visibly appeared to his friends for 40 days. They hugged him. They laughed with him the way we laugh with each other. He spoke to them the way I'm speaking to you, with perhaps a more kind tone, but nevertheless, the Feast of the Ascension brings those visible appearances to an end. The mystery of the Ascension is about Jesus withdrawing his visible presence. Now listen closely. And we rejoice. Thus, the need to properly understand, or we don't even know what we're doing. We're rejoicing foolishly. The reason we rejoice is because the withdrawing of his visible presence is about Jesus wanting to be more present. It's about Jesus wanting to be with us in a new way, a closer way, a more real way, a more true way, a more interior way, a more heartfelt way, a more transformational way, a more unlimited way. No, I'm going to keep going. A more powerful way. If you don't believe me, look at Pentecost. Jesus withdrew his visible presence so he could pour into their hearts his Spirit. And with that, he was more present to them. More powerful in them and more close to them. They had more love from him, not less. And so with the ascension now, dear people, they, before the ascension, they could encounter Jesus without faith. With the ascension now, the only way we can encounter Jesus is through faith. He has passed beyond the sight of our eyes, beyond the senses. And so the only way we can encounter him now is through the eyes of faith. Therefore, if the ascension is about Jesus coming closer to us and not moving further from us, if the ascension is about Jesus being more real for me and not more distant, as the church has taught from the very beginning, then, listen closely, then the ascension has to be about Jesus increasing my faith. If he withdraws his visible presence and doesn't increase my faith, he's less present to me. And so we rejoice today because this mystery is about Him increasing our faith. Saint Leo the Great, if you ever want to hear a good homily on the Ascension, go to one of Father Johnson's Masses. And then if you ever want to read a good one, read Saint Leo the Great's second sermon on the Ascension. His second sermon on the Ascension is phenomenal. I read it a couple of times every year. And he says exactly what I'm saying. Just a couple of quotes. Pay attention. They're beautiful. He says this: with the Ascension, our Redeemer's visible presence has passed into the sacraments. And so our faith is nobler and stronger because sight has been replaced by a doctrine whose authority is accepted by believing hearts. Another one: with the Ascension, Jesus now began to be indescribably more present in his divinity to those from whom he was further removed in his humanity. And so now a more mature faith enabled their minds to stretch upwards to the Son of God. How can you not be excited about this? Listen, people. Anybody who has faith is never bored. Anybody who has faith is never bored, because if you have faith, you see a reality that's unbelievable. When I say unbelievable, I don't mean not able to be believed, because you understand. And so the rich significance for us today is this. Dear people, listen closely to me. This is true and we need to live it. We rejoice because the mystery of the Ascension reveals to us that when Jesus seemingly moves away from us, that when Jesus seemingly is less present, the reality is that He is wanting to increase our faith so that He, in fact, can be more present to us. And so when He seems less present, if I can get out of my whiny little faithless self and see that He's wanting to be more present and to increase my faith, all I do is start begging, Jesus, increase my faith. Jesus, increase my faith. Jesus, I want you to be more present. Increase my faith. It's that simple. Let us live it.